Hello, everyone. It's Carmela, and this is one of our surprise calls. It was not planned or on the calendar, but I wanted to share with you about some end-of-the-month resources, some ways that you can begin to plan your month and a way to go back and reflect and pause to just make better use of your time and to really look back and see what you've gotten accomplished for the month. Because it's so important when you're building a business that you take that time to pause and you take that time to reflect so that you can see what's working and you can see what's not working. And as you begin to do this on a regular basis, you're building a system of success for your business and for your life. And who doesn't want a system of success? I know I do, because when we put together a system of success, systems can be repeated, begin to grow as you begin to get employees, as you begin to get volunteers. The system together and teach it to those that's on your team so that you can take the business as a whole to another level. So there's power in pausing, and there's power in reflecting. One of the main thoughts that I'm going to say throughout the call on tonight is your life will be created by design or default. Your life will either be created by design or default. And putting a system in place, a system of success, that's what we're going to call it, putting a system of success in place is you creating your life by design. We do not want to live by default. So let's get started. Every month, at the beginning of the month, I have a spreadsheet that I go to, I put together, and on this spreadsheet it has, mine is very simple. Now, when I first started, my spreadsheet had all these columns and stuff in it, but my spreadsheet is very simple. It has three columns in it. It says August plans. I'm looking at my August system of success. It says August plans in one column, projected income in the second column, and actual income in the third column. So my system for success has three columns, and this is old school, right? It really is old school, but it works, and it's a system that can be reproduced, and I'm using it, and I'm just using it in an Excel spreadsheet. And you may have another way that you can track yours, but as long as you're tracking it and it works for you, I encourage you to track it. So what we're doing is we're talking about what a system of success looks like. And so my system is a written system. I use an Excel spreadsheet, and it has three columns in it. The far left column is the item or the activity. The next column over is the projected income, and then the far right column is the actual income. And so what I do is I list out all of my activities for the month. Anything that is work-related, I listed it out. I'm going to go back and look at my August spreadsheet, and I can kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about. So I had Chicken of the Sea Group 1 on August 3rd, 10th, 24th, and 31st. My projected income is there in the next column, and then the actual income. Chicken of the Sea Group 2 was on August 4th, 11th, 21st, and September 1st. That's the next column. My next row is August 27th was Women's Empowerment Tour. My next row is Smith Street Baptist Church, August 3rd, 10th, 24th, and 31st. The next one is Inner Circle Network. I have an estimate of how many people I want to join the network for the month of August. And then the next row is the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth class. This class doesn't start until September 14th, but I began to promote it in August. So I put down how many people I wanted to sign up in August. So I encourage you to be just that detailed. Look at your calendar for the month of September and write in your plans. So mine says, and that's in my August plans column. In your plans column, write out all those things that you have coming up. If they're complimentary, and I understand sometimes we have to share the fish before you can sell the rest of it. And it's not really selling, but that's a different class. But you have to share. And you have to give complimentary services so people can try before they buy. So, but list all of that activity. And if it's complimentary activity, then the projected income is $0. That's okay, because that's momentum building activity, so that you can start getting an audience. You can start getting letters of recommendation. You can start getting people to post on your page. You got to build the momentum. So if it starts with you doing some complimentary stuff, that's okay. But I will caution you there that you will put a limit to how much complimentary you do each year. And whenever you reach that, you're done for the year when it comes to the complimentary services. We have to do that. If not, we'll give it all away. So you have those three columns. And the place that I put down to share with you about why that's so important for us to put down our plans, our projected income, and our actual income, again, we go back to this point. Your life will be created by design or default. And putting together a system of success so that you can pause and reflect means that you have committed to building your business and building your life by design and not by default. The law of priorities in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership says we focus on getting the right things done, not just getting more things done. So we have to be very intentional that we're doing the right things and not just busy activities, which is why I look at my calendar for the month and I write down every single engagement, every single event, whether it's paid or whether it's free, is written down. And for the month of August, I did have a projected income, but I will tell you I had 12 complimentary classes for the month of August. Now, August was the end of my complimentary. I'm not doing any more complimentary classes. But I had 12, and it was a long, long month. But I'll tell you this, it created the momentum for my fourth quarter. So I sold those seeds, and I don't regret not one class. But the law of priorities means we're doing the right things and not just more things. We have to do what's required. We have to do what brings the greatest return, and we have to do what gives the greatest reward. We have to do those things that nobody else can do for us. And if you are a solopreneur like me, where you're doing everything, you're doing your follow-up emails, you're doing your confirmation email, you're doing the confirmation call, you're putting together your curriculum, you're making your own copies. As a solopreneur, you're doing all of the hard work and you're doing it yourself. You've got to do it. It's required. You don't have anybody else you can hand that off to. However, if you do have somebody that you can hand things off to and you do have an assistant, if they can do it 80% as well as you can, then I encourage you to delegate it. That way you can focus on those items that bring you the greatest return. So do what's required. If you have an assistant or a volunteer that can do it 80% as well as you, I encourage you to delegate it. And then do those things that bring the greatest reward. Find a way to work in your sweet spot. Think about this quote. Many things catch my eye, but only a few things catch my heart. Many things catch my eye, but only a few things catch my heart. We have to be so careful that we don't fill up our calendars and fill up our plans for the month with busy activity. Be intentional. If you're invited to an event, again, many of us are still doing complimentary services. That's necessary a lot of times in the beginning to build your credibility and to begin to get a network established and to begin to get referrals and letters of recommendation. However, don't accept an engagement that goes against what you believe. Don't accept an engagement that makes you, you know, feel some type of way. It's against what your integrity. You feel like you have to defend why you're there. You need to believe in what you're doing. And you have to make sure that when you're involved in these, when you're involved in these businesses, these activities, if you're a vendor, no matter what it is that you're doing, you're sharing, whether it's paid or whether it's free, you are building your brand. And your brand is important in the beginning, because sometimes we'll find ourselves, we've accepted something that goes against what we believe in, and somebody sees us there, or somebody sees us engaged in it, and we lose a potential client. So make sure that you do whatever you do, make sure that you're doing it because it caught your heart and it wasn't just something that caught your eye. So again, your life is created by design or default. And I'm talking to people tonight that are putting the system of success together for their life to be created by design. So after you got the top part of your spreadsheet created, again, my spreadsheet is only three columns. In my left column, it says plans. It has that month, last month's August plans. My second column says projected income. And my far right column says actual income. Underneath that, I have a line, a black line, and then I have my momentum activity. The momentum is the momentum activity of the things that keep your funnel full. So you may not make any money from them this month, but you're beginning to build momentum. These are business meetings that you may have. These are follow-up emails, follow-up calls from your. So like my momentum activities from September will be to follow up with everybody that attended my workshops and my events in August. Now, I've already sent follow-up emails, but I'll begin to reach out to them more specifically, particularly the people that spent time sharing with me and want to go to another level. Some of them want to join the John Maxwell team. Some of them want to join my Inner Circle Network. And some of them are looking at me becoming their coach. I follow up with them specifically. They're listed in my momentum activity. Momentum is easier to steer than to start. Think about that. Momentum is easier to steer than to start. Because once you get it started, just because you have a full calendar, just because I had a full calendar for the month of August, I have to continue to build relationships. I have to continue to make connections. I have to continue to be intentional. Otherwise, I'll have a full calendar in August and empty in September. So this activity keeps your funnel full, and it's easier to steer it than to start it. Momentum is the leader's responsibility. It is our responsibility to keep momentum going. Particularly, it works both ways, whether you're by yourself or whether you have a team. It starts on the inside of us. We create the momentum. It's not something that just happens. We don't wake up one morning. We don't wake up every morning excited about the day ahead. There are some mornings I wake up and I feel like a freight truck hit me, and I know that I got to put my happy face on because I have some things that I got to get done. I have some classes that I must teach. And I have to get myself up, and I have to create that momentum on the inside of me because I understand that if I don't do it, then my business suffers. And because the momentum is already started, it's easier to steer it than to start it over. We must create the momentum. So you got your activity at the top. These are things from your calendar that you're actually doing that could generate income. And some of them are complimentary services, but that's okay. List them as well. It gives you a glimpse. It looks real when you can see it on paper. And then at the bottom is where you're putting your momentum activity because you have to have these business meetings. It may be a networking event that you're going to. You may, for instance, on October the 7th, we're doing Live to Lead. And so for the month of September, almost all of my momentum activity is going to be meet with business owners, making sure they understand what we have to offer that's coming up in October, making sure to see if they have money in their budget for their people to come, letting them know that they get continuing education credits when they attend this event, just letting them see my face and be available to answer any questions that they have. And I'll put a certain number of businesses that I want to meet with. You'll get a certain number of no's, so you got to get past the no's in order to get to the yeses, that momentum activity. Then at the end of the month, those that's in the Inner Circle Network, you understand ACTs. But you ask yourself these three questions. What did I complete? Well, not three questions, it's one question. What did I complete? The second thing you do is reward yourself for your accomplishment. And the third thing, roll over the items that are still relevant and then make the necessary adjustments. Because some things may not be relevant anymore. And if they're not, remove them. Or you may have had some unrealistic goals and you realize, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that. For instance, one time I had Wednesday at noon, I was teaching a class. I was trying to launch a class on Wednesdays at 4. And I was already teaching a class Wednesdays at 6. And then I teach Bible study on Wednesdays at 7. I had to change that before the month was up that I could not do any more activities on Wednesday. They had to be moved to another day. Even if you go to my calendar on CarmelaWilliams.me, you'll see every Wednesday and Sunday blocked off because I have so much responsibility in ministry. I don't want to be tired and worn out for that responsibility trying to build business. So I just block them off so that I can take Wednesdays and Sundays. Except for the clients that I already have on Wednesdays, I will not be adding any more to Wednesdays. So I had to make that adjustment. And you'll see that. You'll find that it might have been a good idea. But then when you got there and actually started doing it, you realize this is too much. And you get to make the necessary adjustments because that's one of the cool things about you being the boss. Is you have to see what's working, what's not working. You take charge of your schedule. If you don't take charge of your schedule, other people will. And you'll never have time for rest. You'll never have time for reflection. You'll never have time for vacation or even to get things done because other people will just drop in. So you take charge of your calendar. And doing this each month will help you do it. So at the beginning of the month, you put it all down. And at the end of the month, and we're at the end of the month now, and you go back and you reflect. See exactly what you made, exactly what did you get accomplished. Reward yourself for the things that you got accomplished and make the necessary adjustments for your next step. This will also show you whether you got a business or a hobby. Because after a few months and you're not making any money, you either need to make some adjustments or it may be a hobby. You got to work a little harder. You got to dig a little deeper. You got to change it up. You got to do something different. If it's not working, change it. Don't be so – listen, we have the overall vision there, but don't be so tied and attached to the process. God gave you the vision. Be flexible in the process. So the way you originally thought that it was going to work and the way you originally thought the business or the ministry was going to be established, it may not pan out exactly that way. Be open. Be open to make the necessary changes. Typically on these calls, I don't go into biblical examples, but I can't think of any other example than Abraham and his son, the promised son. The promised son, God told him to sacrifice him. Listen now, God promised him the son, and when he got the promise child, he talked about the promise seed, then God said, now sacrifice him. Well, this is the key. That's like our vision. He gave us the vision, right? But you got to keep listening. You got to keep listening because with Abraham and his son, there was a change. And had Abraham not been listening, he would have sacrificed something when God had another way. And so if it's not working, you've got to keep listening. The whole point of that story is what to say, God gave you the vision, now keep listening to know when you need to make a change, to know when he's provided another way. Think of this acronym, FOCUS, F-O-C-U-S, follow one course until successful. When you begin to put together your system of success, I share with you mine. You may have a more fancy way to do it. You may have an app that you do it. You may use your calendar, but you need something where you can see your activity, where you can see your projected income, and where you can see your actual income, and where you can see your momentum-building activity. Did you complete those activities? You have to write it down and then go back and see what did I do, what I didn't do, what do I need to fix, what do I need to remove. Follow one course until successful. Your monthly assignments will help you focus. Paul Martinelli, the president of John Maxwell Team, said something today that blew me away. He said, you can't get clarity until you've made a decision. You can't get clarity until you've made a decision. And so when you write this down, when you write down on your system of success, when you write down, I'm going to make this amount of money. I'm going to sell this many books. I'm going to do this. I've made a decision. I haven't said, well, I'm going to sell between 50 and 5,000 books. I'm going to make between $500,000 and $25,000. That's crazy. I didn't make a decision. And I have to set my – I know what I need. I set my monthly income, and then the activity needs to line up. So if the things on my calendar don't line up, then I need to get busy. I need to take some more engagements. I need to – because this is my business. So you have to make sure that you make a decision, and then you can begin to get clarity on what the next step should be. When you make a decision on what you're going to accomplish for the month, you're writing the vision and making it plain. Put it before you so that you can see it. Look at it frequently to make sure you're still on track. Don't forget, on those days when you don't know what you should do or it seems like you got a day off, go back and look and make sure you shouldn't be doing some momentum building activity on that day so that you can keep everything balanced. Now, in 20 minutes, I've probably given you what should have taken 45 minutes because sometimes I get excited and I get to talking too fast. But we're talking about putting together a system of success, because your life will be created by design or default. And my system is a very simple system. And yours can be as complicated or as simple as you need it. It can be a tablet that you turn with at least 12 sheets of paper in it, and you turn from one month to the next. And you can draw a line down the middle of that tablet where you can see what you did that month, how much you made, however you need to do it. Just do it. Just put it together and begin to keep records, because one day you'll be able to look back and see where you started at and see where you are. And you may not be where you want it to be, but you'll see that you have made progress. And without having the system of success in writing, you're just guessing. Let's look at some actual numbers so you'll know exactly where you are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute the line, and I'll let you ask any questions, because there's just a couple of us on the call, so I'll let you ask questions. And listen, don't hold back your questions, because what happens is you may ask a question that sparks something else that I get to share with you and get to share with the team. So if you have a question or if you have a comment about the system of success, you are now unmuted, and I would like for you to share it or ask it now. Anybody have anything they want to share on tonight? All right, I'm going to stop the recording, and then we'll do our final remarks.